There are incidents where Jesus healed them all. But he didn't heal everybody everywhere all the time. No, there are those that would receive it and those that wouldn't.
Today on the Believer's Voice of Victory, Kenneth Copeland teaches about Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever, and because of that, how healing always comes. It's time for you to receive your healing miracle.
Turn first of all to Hebrews chapter 13, please. This is actually the base of every healing school, every healing service, every salvation service, every faith service, whatever you're doing. Hebrews 13:8. Jesus Christ, Jesus the anointed one, and his anointing the same yesterday, today, and forever. Say it, Jesus Christ, the anointed one, and his anointing, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Well, hey, you don't have to talk him into healing you. He healed you 2,000 years ago. There's a number of ways to receive your healing, more than one. The top is to just take the Word of God, the healing scriptures, and just stand on it. Amen. That's right at the top of the list. Then there's manifestation of healing through the gifts of the Spirit, through manifestation of gifts of healings, word of knowledge, working of miracles, special faith, and so forth and so on, the nine manifestations of the Spirit of God. Remember Matthew 4:4, man doesn't live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Amen? All right, now watch this one.
Where's she at? You got healed online? Watching online? What do you mean you got healed online?
I got healed online.
From what?
I had a stroke.
Uh-huh.
I used to be a professional pianist and used to play in healing meetings like this.
Okay. And you were watching online from where?
Sir, from Farmers Branch in Dallas, Texas, which is about 45 minutes to an hour away.
Okay.
And I asked the angels to get us here. I said, "Husband, we have to go. My husband, Breck,
right,
we
here's
have
your
to
husband?
Go.
Okay, so you...
And then on the way, you called for shingles?
Yeah.
My husband has shingles.
Okay, but I'm talking about you. You
but me!
Yeah, you.
Me.
Talk to me, what happened?
I can start feeling my fingers again. They're starting to work. Like this. Like this. Like this. All over the place.
Come on! Your name is...
the car to help get her out of the car. She was like this. She was just in this little ball. And they had to, her husband picked her up and set her down in that chair like this. Now, by the time she got inside, she had come to this. I want you to, no, okay, go ahead.
Your name.
Your name is higher than any other.
Can she stand? Can she stand?
Your name is Jesus.
Played for 12 years Go ahead, guys.
So this vibrating, this shaking, tell me what this is, these tremors. What caused this?
Hashimoto's thyroiditis.
Hashimoto.
And it's she has over 80 illnesses and
stuff. Over 80
thyroid
illnesses that are caused by what?
Bad thyroid.
A bad thyroid. Mm-hmm. That's your body temperature. That's connected to your thymus gland, correct? Your thymus.
And I almost died last week.
Yeah.
And I died 3 more times this week because my blood pressure won't stay high enough.
No. You came all this way.
I came all this way. Yes, Jesus. I can feel my toes.
You can feel your toes.
They came back. They came to church the following Sunday. And she said when she got home, she sat down at her big concert grand, and she began to play. Well, her dogs had never heard her play. And she played nearly all night long. And the dogs howled and howled and howled. They didn't know what was going on. Amen. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you. Stand up, Billy Burke. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. So we began with just standing on the Word. Now we moved into multiple. You could identify the laying on of hands. You could identify the word of knowledge. This massive things going on in that miracle environment. We're in that miracle environment in here today. Now, before I go any further, sometime I looked it up again last night. The night before. The word testament and the meaning of it, just in the dictionary. It is the last will Well, I wonder if it's God's will to heal me. Well, read his last will and testament. God wrote his own will, died to bring it to pass, raised from the dead, and now, amen, he sits over his own will to bring it to pass. He is the executor of his own last will and testament. Don't ever, ever forget that. Don't let anybody ever talk you out of it. It is his will. It is his will. Now, the devil's the one that started that mess through religion and all of that. But it's not true. Jesus said your tradition or your religion makes the word of God no effect. And I got hold of this way back there, way back. And I thought this, I thought, you know, if God ever healed anybody, he's going to heal me. He's no respecter of persons. Amen. And the scripture said he healed everybody that needed healing. Now, don't get the idea. There are incidents where Jesus healed them all. But he didn't heal everybody everywhere all the time. No, there are those that would receive it and those that wouldn't. The scripture does say he healed all manner of sickness and disease. There was not any sickness or disease of any kind that he did not heal, including raising from the dead. Hallelujah. Well, all that's passed away. I need the evidence of it. We're going to take this to court this morning. I need evidence. God would have to change his name. He is Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that healeth thee. When did you change your name, Jesus? From I was. Isn't that? Brother Hagin had a saying that I really enjoy. That is ignorance gone to seed. And I said it more properly, ignorance. In Texas, we have a saying, that's ignorant. Amen. Okay, what's this one?
I'm Jenny Cooney, and I'm from Living Word Christian Center is our home church, and we're from Elk River, Minnesota. And I was painting with some friends, and I had just come down off the ladder and looked up and saw that I had missed a spot. And so I'm like, I had to go up and get that. And so I climbed up to the top, and I had to stand on the very top, which you're not supposed to do, and reach for the spot. And when I reached for the spot, the ladder started to tip. And my only thought in my mind at that time was, is that I don't want to fall on this ladder. And so I used my legs and pushed it away. And so when I did that, it pushed my feet up. And so when I landed on the ground, I landed on PVC piping straight across my shoulders. And so I laid there for a few minutes and went, oh, that hurt. And so called the paramedics, and they came and took me to the hospital. They shot some x-rays, and when they came in and realized the damage that was done, they immediately took me into MRIs and CAT scans. And when they came in and said, you're not getting off that backboard, you broke your back in two places and you broke your neck. The one in my neck was C7, and they called it a burst with a retropulsion, which means the inside of my vertebrae exploded. And there was fractures all the way around the outside of my vertebrae, and it also pushed back towards my spinal column. And they said they didn't want to have to do surgery because of how mobile that I was, because they would have had to fuse all the vertebrae in my neck. And so put me in the brace, and they told me that, you know, rehab for something like this would take anywhere from 12 months to 18 months before that I would have full mobility in my neck. And so I'm like, no, I don't think so. And the first night in the hospital, God gave me a scripture, and it's Luke 8:48, and it says, and he said unto her, daughter, your faith, your trust, and your confidence in me has made you well. Go enter into peace, undisturbed well-being. I had total peace about the whole thing, that, you know, God, hey, I'm getting a miracle off of this. So it was a Thursday night, first night that Brother Copeland was here. And I had my full body brace on, and my husband said, do you want to go? And I said, oh, you bet I want to go. And so we came, and Brother Copeland got done preaching, and he stopped. And he was walking back and forth praying. And all of a sudden he stopped and he goes, somebody is getting healed right back here in the back of your neck. And right away I'm like, oh, that's me. And he prayed some more and he goes, as a matter of fact, you're not going to have surgery.
But I heard the Lord say this, I'm putting that vertebrae back in there right now. And you won't have any more pain. That will not be a weak vertebrae. It'll be the strongest one in your spine now.
And right away, I said, I claim this in the name of Jesus. That's mine. And so after we got done, I was just like, yes, this is me. And the next morning, I got up and God said, I want you to feel the back of your neck. And in my brace, there's this little piece that was open. And that's where my C7 was. And he said, now feel back there. Because it was, when you looked at my vertebrae, it was pushed out. And so it stuck out. And so I put my finger back there and I'm like, oh, it's in place. And so I walked into the kitchen and I looked at my husband and tears are coming down my face. I said, I got a new vertebrae. And he goes, I know you did and stuff. And I so bad wanted to go to the doctor right away. And God said, nope, I want you to wait till your next 2 week checkup. And I went, okay. And so we went in, and every time I would go in, they shot x-rays. And we went in, and he had the x-rays and stuff, and I just couldn't wait to get into the room and ask him. And he put them up, and he looked at them, and I looked at him, and I said, what do you see? And he goes, it's like a brand new vertebrae. He goes, it's like a baby. He goes, it just needs to mature. He knew what was going on. He saw all the brokenness in that vertebrae, and that it should not have been a brand new vertebrae in there. So it was just like, it's one of those aha moments where it's just like, yes, yes, God.
Come on, hallelujah. Now, that is a manifestation of the word of knowledge. Now, it took that little baby vertebrae 2 weeks to grow up and be the same size as the other. Oh, we serve a mighty God.
Thank you. You have a free resource to help you study and apply the Bible-based truths you just heard. Download the BVOV Broadcast Study Notes today at kcm.org/notes. Collect the notes from each week and use them in a group Bible study. Use the message outline to teach from. Discuss the scriptures and key points with your family of believers. Gain understanding from all the teachings on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Get the whole week of notes today at kcm.org/notes. Enjoy a life of health and wholeness. In the Receive Your Healing package, learn God's prescription for your life and health through God's Word. In the book, God's Will for Your Healing, Gloria Copeland walks you through the Word of God, breaking down barriers standing between you and divine health. Go back to school with Gloria Copeland's Healing School. On this MP3, you'll receive 6 messages equipping you to use God's Word as a powerful weapon against the devil and sickness and disease. The Receive Your Healing package includes healing confessions, a CD set and booklet, also by Gloria Copeland, dedicated to helping you speak life into your body. And finally, take your healing prescription, 50 carefully selected scriptures in an easy-to-carry brochure for quick access to build your faith and transform your health and wholeness. Dare to agree with the Word of God regarding His health plan for your life and make the decision to live the healthy life He has planned for you.
Start your journey to health and wellness today. Request your copy of the Receive Your Healing MP3 package free from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Make the quality decision to live whole according to God's Word. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call 800-600-7395. This free offer is good for 60 days. Outside the United States, shipping charges may apply. Be sure to contact your regional office for more information.
Now, the offer name of what we're offering to you should tell you something about what you can expect to get out of this. Receive Your Healing. This is a package that includes a mini healing school seminar. It's 6 teaching messages on audio, a confession CD, and a book all by my grandmother, Gloria Copeland. And in these materials, she is so crystal clear to let you know that as a born-again believer, you have a covenant with God, and those covenant promises guarantee you the right to enjoy health in this life. And you should be filling up right now on healing scriptures, even when you're well. And you're thinking, well, I'm not sick. Do I need that? Yes. This is the time to put the Word of God into your heart. And when it gets down in your heart, then it starts coming out of your mouth. And that's when things change around you. So right now, ground yourself in the Word and learn how to live this life of health. Learn how to live in the healing power of God. You can request your free healing package today on kcm.org. Now, I want to let you know what's coming up on the weekly edition of the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. That's this weekend. Brother Copeland's going to be covering a subject that every born-again believer needs to understand: how to speak faith-filled words and how to effectively overcome every single one of life's challenges. You need to know this: God has given you the victory, and He gave it to you through Jesus. Jesus has defeated all of death, all of hell, all the grave. So your part and mine is to then receive and reinforce His victory that He's given to us. You want to watch this broadcast. For more ways to watch the weekly broadcast, go to kcm.org. But tomorrow, I want you to make sure and join us, because Brother Copeland's going to be talking about how easy it is to receive from Jesus. It's God's will for you to be healed. You must come into agreement with His will. You don't want to miss this broadcast. Thanks for watching today, everybody. We'll see you again next time. Until then, remember, God loves you and we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
The partners and friends of Kenneth Copeland Ministries have made today's Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast available for you to receive free on DVD, CD, or as a digital download. Go to kcm.org for details. Shipping charges may apply. Keep your faith strong with the Word of God and step into a year of abundant harvest. On a clear night nearly 47 years ago, Kenneth Copeland was flying home from a meeting when he first heard a phrase that would significantly impact both his life and ministry. Coming to you from the revival capital of the world. As these words rang out from his spirit, he thought to himself, there's an entertainment capital in Hollywood and a political capital in Washington, D.C. But where's the revival capital of the world? At that moment, he was left with more questions than answers. Kenneth Copeland Ministries was experiencing tremendous growth. The ministry would move three times over the next 3.5 years. In 1973, Brother Copeland heard about a choice piece of property that was up for sale, and he quickly went to investigate. The sprawling land God had directed Brother Copeland to visit was a former military base once known as Eagle Mountain Air Station. Constructed to test gliders during the early part of World War II, the base had become home to over 2,000 pilots and soldiers during the peak of the war years. As Kenneth stepped onto the property, the Spirit of the Lord said, "This is the revival capital of the world, and you are going to build it." After various confirmations from the Lord and miraculous favor with the current owner, the property was purchased and construction began in 1979. What was a training ground for soldiers was now destined to become a place of spiritual training, a new base of operations that would deliver the Word of God. Thank you, partners, for going with us as we share the gospel from the top of the world to the bottom and all the way around. We're on this journey together to become the revival capital of the world. We will see the vision fulfilled as we continue to be used for the production of God's uncompromising word in every form that the heart can imagine.
Come to a Kenneth Copeland Ministries event.
So come together, worship together, and know this, that the greatest is yet to come. The value of prayer is more than you've ever known. And the times of prayer, the times of intercession, have come to a place where it's no longer so much of the groaning, but the praising and the shouting, for the victory has come. Hallelujah!
Join us December 31st to ring in the new year at Eagle Mountain International Church in Newark, Texas, USA. April 2nd through the 4th, Kenneth Copeland welcomes you to the 2020 Branson Victory Campaign at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri, USA. April 23rd through the 25th, join Kenneth Copeland at the Sacramento Victory Campaign at the Calvary Christian Center in Sacramento, California, USA. June 29th through July 4th, join Kenneth Copeland and many other speakers at the West Coast Believers Convention at the Ontario Convention Center in Ontario, California, USA. For more information, visit kcm.org/events.
Hello, I'm Gloria Copeland, and my guest is Pastor George Pearson. We're having an exciting study coming up called Living in the Garden of Eden. You're going to like this. Imagine what life would look like with God's blessing prospering everything around us.
You won't want to miss these special broadcasts. Tomorrow on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
Don't ever talk doubt and unbelief around somebody that's in a coma. Not don't you ever do it. Don't ever do it. They can hear you. They can hear. I don't care what the medical people say to you. That person is alive on the inside, trying to get out of that brace they're in.